USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the day President Trump and the chief trade negotiator for China are scheduled to sign a trade agreement. It's to see the U.S. ease some sanctions on China, and China will in turn purchase more American goods. Here's Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin.
This is the first time we'll have a fully binding agreement with China with structural changes, technology protection, and an additional $200 billion of purchases.
The U.S. House will vote today on a resolution to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the U.S. Senate. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will also appoint House members known as managers to prosecute the articles that charge President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Trump holds a rally in Milwaukee last night where, among other things, he defended his swift actions when it comes to the Middle East. The president saying that the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general was necessary to save American lives.
At my direction, the United States military launched a flawless precision strike that killed the world's number one terrorist.
The Boston Red Sox are reportedly letting go of their manager for alleged sign stealing. The team releasing a statement saying it's agreed to mutually part ways with manager Alex Cora. The announcement coming after Major League Baseball implicated Cora in the Houston Astros sign stealing scandal. He was Houston's bench coach in 2017. When the Astros won the World Series, he's awaiting punishment for his role in that scheme. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Record winter warmth in the Northeast is swinging back to really cold temperatures and now some snow. Boston went from 74 degrees for a high on Sunday, the warmest January 12th ever recorded, to snow yesterday morning. The National Weather Service saying modest amounts of snow will continue to fall from upstate New York into northern New England today, followed by a second storm driving rain and snow from parts of Pennsylvania into southern New England tonight into tomorrow. Two American astronauts aboard the International Space Station taking part in history's second all-female spacewalk today. Christina Cook and Jessica Meyer are tasked with replacing a set of aging solar array batteries in the ISS power system. Free filing with the IRS is underway. The program's for those who made $69,000 or less last year. The IRS has 10 partners listed on its free file website to provide you with more options. There's a report McDonald's is using the flavor enhancer MSG in its new crispy chicken sandwiches. McDonald's neither confirming nor denying the report from Bloomberg News, which says the fast food giant is using MSG in the sandwiches it's testing in Houston and Tennessee to compete with chicken specialty chains Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. MSG is controversial because some people say they experience headaches and numbness after ingesting it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.